content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, has joined me for Reasons to be Happy, taking a look at some of the good news in the world and at home.
Absolutely, Claire. Glad to bring a smile to the airwaves.
Thank you.
Well, we're kicking off right here at home with new parents. New parents, including possibly the likes of Dave Grohl, maybe, could be in line for a €560 child benefit payment in the budget coming this October. So the budget is taking place on Tuesday, October 10th. And Roderick O'Gorman, who is the current minister at Cabinet, has been kind of campaigning for this €560 once-off payment for new parents. So he says it's to kind of combat initial expenses, such as purchasing a cot or a car seat and other essential baby equipment. New parents generally, once within the month you've had the child, you get the €140 child benefit payment. But this would quadruple it. So it's great news for, I suppose, new parents out there, like maybe struggling with the cost of living crisis. And it's a reason for them to be, like, I suppose, taking a little bit of the weight off their shoulders. And I'm sure there's loads of listeners out there who are new parents.
Yeah, it can be an expensive time. I mean, you just can't believe the onslaught of gifts that arrive in the door and people who are acquaintances are so happy for you. Like, it's really, really lovely. But yes, you're right. There are a lot of essentials that can be very expensive to buy. So that is very good news. So it hasn't been confirmed. We're expecting it.
Yeah, we're expecting it. It's going to come under the remit of Heather Humphrey's Department of Social Protection. And it'll be the proposed baby boost. Will cost around £20 million annually for the government. But it'll help all new parents out there. So good news for those.
Absolutely good news. And good news for fans of this.
So, Harry Potter, are you a fan?
Yes, I am. I am.
I would consider myself a fan, and I like every year, kind of this time of year, autumnal, bit of Christmas, you sit down, you watch all kind of 8 movies. Never actually read the books. I'm not a huge reader.
Me neither. I went straight into the movies.
Yeah, I know. But HBO announced earlier this year that they'd be bringing a 7-season show called Harry Potter to HBO Max, kind of a limited series platform that they use. And they are now calling on all 9 to 11 year olds in the UK and Ireland to come forward and put themselves forward to play Harry, Hermione and Ron, the 3 title characters. So like, if there's, I suppose, a budding actor out there, a child actor that you might see a little bit of a spark in your son or daughter, great news for them, because I'm sure they'd get 7 seasons out of them. HBO announced this earlier this year. And if you're maybe a 9-year-old who's a fan of the books, and these seasons are going to show parts that we, like yourself and me, didn't here in the movies because the books are so long they can't put everything into the films. But yeah, the series was announced and they're asking for each prospective actor to submit 2 short self-tapes and a short poem or story.
Okay, and I love it.
They also said, please use your own accent.
That actually made me laugh because I'd say there's loads of people on this hammy, Englishy
posh,
type accent.
Hermione accent, yeah. No,
well, be yourself.
If you're from Galway or Cavan, use the same accent. And yeah, look, there's 3 roles. So 2 boys, Rupert Grint played Ron Weasley in the original. And actually, the guy who played his brother, Percy Weasley, Chris Rankin, has said this about his role.
Basically, I wrote a letter to BBC Newsround, which was how they were advertising the auditions in those days, and said, look, I'm 16 years old, I've got ginger hair, and I'm a school prefect at my school, and I love acting in Harry Potter. I'm already Percy Weasley. Give me the job.
I read Evanna Lynch's book. It is an incredible book. I would recommend it to all. And she was a big fan of the series and ended up on it. So dreams do come true.
Absolutely. Sometimes when I have my glasses on, I'm like, I missed a beat not being Harry Potter back in the day. could have been cast 25 years ago.
You're not going to pass for 9 to 11. You have a baby face, but not that young, Cathal. It's not going to happen. Right. We have some news from Castlebar.
Castlebar, this is just it's typical of Reasons to be Happy. It's a really, really nice, quirky story. So 2 Frenchmen who are working in the local area in Castlebar have started to line out for Castlebar Mitchells, the local GA club. So their names are Charles Diagre and Thibaut Lame, and they are playing for Castlebar Mitchells since the start of the summer, and they've been part of Thea Laboratories here in Castlebar in Ireland, and they were took to a match it was a Mayo inter-county match by the owner of the company, Dear McGavin, not the gardener, but they took it took him to a game and the lad said, we were hooked. We loved it immediately. It was just, they had both played rugby back in France in Clermont-Auvergne, but they retook the match and they just said, we were hooked immediately. We loved how quick the game was, how we could like, how it wasn't, I suppose, about tackling people, but it was all about the ball really. And they were really, really into it. So they got down to a training session with Stephen Keane, one of the local players, and they have been playing ever since all summer. And they're just making the headlines in Castlebar, because I think this is just such a lovely story about integrating international people into the local area.
Yeah, for sure. I had to laugh reading their interview though, when they said, you know, of all the sports, the ball comes at you differently in GAA football, and how true that is. Now, good news for fans of this.
Y'all ready for this?
Meet Happy Gilmore. He was a hockey player.
Don't you ever touch my puck!
Now he's going from the rinks to the links.
Where are you going with those clubs, punk? I'm your caddy.
He's got the...
Happy Gilmore, have you seen it?
No, and I didn't even know it's Adam Sandler. Like, this is a big series. How have I let this one pass under the net?
Yeah, well, it was, I think it's of 1996 it was released originally, and I wasn't born then, but I have become a fan since. And it's
this is like, supposed to be reasons to make me happy, Cole, okay?
But yes, Adam Sandler, one of his, I suppose it was probably voted one of his best films. Like, he's had a few kind of stinkers in the past few years on Netflix and stuff like that. And he's had a few more serious acting roles. But he is coming back to the role of Happy Gilmore. So the original film sees Happy Gilmore, the titular character, a failed hockey player, turn to golf to kind of win back his grandmother's house, which is being taken by the IRS, and enters all these competitions trying to win the money. And I won't say him no more, but he, because obviously I'd love you to watch it, but this is going to be the sequel and all the characters are coming back. It's in pre-production now at the moment, but Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's boyfriend and also Kansas City Chiefs player, has pitched himself to be part of it, and Adam Sandler contacted him and he's going to be in Happy Gilmore too. Which is just, I suppose, going to bring more fandom to the series.
And Bad Bunny, I see. So he's going for all the cultural phenomenons. And speaking of cultural phenomenon, Hamilton is making its way to Dublin.
Yeah, Hamilton is coming next week. And I think we have a little clip here of some of the music. Have you any kind of relevance, or do you know about it?
I know it's an absolute must see and I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, well, it's coming to Dublin next week and it's going to be running from September 17th to November 16th. So there is a huge opportunity for you to get there. I sadly did have tickets, but for unforeseen circumstances have not got them now. But
you need a fairy godmother, don't you?
I needed someone to bless me with the tickets. But yes, Lin-Manuel Miranda, it tells the story of the American founding father, Alexander Hamilton, through rap and hip-hop. And it was in the White House in 2009. Like, that was the original time it was kind of came to fame. And it's just a phenomenal story. It's won Tonys. It's been on the West End and it's coming to Ireland. So people out there, get to Hamilton in the Borgash.
Ooh, good stuff. Cole O'Sullivan, as always, thank you very,
thank you very much.
You've made me very happy indeed.